Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And today, of course, we're talking about the digital age.
Cool.
And maybe we could call this the digital generation gap.
Yeah.
Because we've got people who...were basically raised on digital technology.
Yep.
Basically, when they came out in the delivery room, they were born with a smartphone in their hand so they could look up information right away. Whereas people from the older generation had to use, like, handwritten documents and stuff like
that. Sure. Can you imagine?
Typewriters. Or they listened to this weird thing called radio, and they read this weird thing called a newspaper. Have you heard of that? That's weird.
Yeah. I'm in that generation. Actually, I think my typing class was one of my best classes in school because I was really fast and I won all the competitions.
Great.
Yeah, I love typing class.
But that was
junior high school when I took typing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I learned how to type on an electric typewriter.
Yeah, me too.
But I later actually came to prefer a manual typewriter.
Get out. Why?
I just went down to the local thrift store and picked up an old Royal manual typewriter. Because you can bang on it and hit it really hard and...Electric typewriters would always...
They're very sensitive.
Yeah, they type a letter if you just barely touched it. Of course, nowadays, almost nobody uses typewriters. And I think maybe... I would say that probably 90% of our listeners don't even know what a typewriter is. But in any case, we're trying to find harmony in the digital age. We're trying to cross that gap between what we're calling the digital immigrants.
How about this? We're trying to bridge the gap.
Bridge the gap. Oh, there you go. Bridge the gap, bridge the gap between digital immigrants, which are us, right?
Yeah, we're immigrants.
And the digital natives, who are people...
The youngsters.
The youngsters who don't know what life is like
without the internet.
Without the internet, without smartphones, without texting, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So let's find out what this is all about, everybody, in our unit on life. Let's find harmony in the digital age.
How long could you last without your smartphone or the internet? When was the last time you sat down to read a book for fun? Do you prefer to get in touch with people by calling or texting them? Your answers to these questions may indicate which demographic you belong to in today's technology-driven world, or namely, whether you're a digital native or a digital immigrant.Digital natives belong to the world's youngest generation, classified as such by their total immersion in the age of digital technology. They've never known a world without computers, cell phones, and regular access to the internet, all of which have been an integral part of life for two decades. In contrast, digital immigrants are those who grew up prior to the digital age. More specifically,They can be described as those born before the 1980s. Digital immigrants, unlike natives, have had to pick up digital technology as they go along. Like learning a second language, it requires time, patience, and dedication just to reach a level of relative fluency. This isn't the only issue to come to light, however. The methods by which digital natives and immigrants process information, acquire knowledge,and communicate are worlds apart. For instance, digital immigrants may prefer to read or edit printed documents, whereas digital natives would rather do so on a computer or smartphone screen. To bridge the generational gap, digital immigrants and natives will have to work together. Digital immigrants must adapt their methodologies and build their knowledge base. Digital natives, on the other hand,must make room for the traditional educational content that endures despite the fast-paced changes in technology. In addition, they must both try to learn from those who see things differently than they do. Indeed, the key to both generations moving forward in the digital age is cooperation.
Okay, everybody, let's find harmony in the digital age. Harmony, of course, is when people or things are working well together. Harmony, of course, is a musical term in which two or more sounds sound really good together, like in a chord or something
like
that.
Hit a note.
Okay, let's do C.
Da. Okay. We're harmonizing.
There you go. And in this particular case, though, we're not really talking about music. We're talking about people getting along with each other and finding harmony. That's, of course, what we want to do. Here in Taiwan, of course, there's great harmony between the different political parties, the blues and the greens. They love each other. They're always getting together and taking each other out for dinner. They never argue. They never call each other names. So there's such harmony here.
Peace and harmony. Is a phrase we use a lot. Peace and harmony. We just need peace and harmony. Yeah, so we're trying to find harmony in the digital age. So here's some questions we're going to start out with. How long could you last if your smartphone was taken away from you or you didn't have access to the internet? And when was the last time you sat down to read a book? Not a textbook, guys, but a book for fun. You were doing it as, you know, something to relax to. So do you prefer to get in touch with people by calling or texting them? Yeah, your answers to these questions may indicate which group or demographic you belong to in today's technology-driven world. Or namely, and we're going to be talking about these terms throughout today's lesson, is digital native and digital immigrant. Which group do you fall into? Which group are you classified into? So let's take a look at this. If you get in touch with people by calling or texting, I text a lot. Do you text a lot?
Well, not really because
my thumbs
are so big and those screens are still so small. So I just hate texting. I tend to use that voice feature.
Yeah, you love the voice, don't you?
Nobody else does
that. Recording a message.
Yeah, you can do it in only 5-10 seconds and you can say so much more, but nobody else seems to understand that.
Yeah, I have clients that record messages. Maybe they think I can't read Chinese characters, but you know, I understand them. So yeah, it's done a lot. You love that, though. I don't do that. I always write something.
I think most people don't do voice messages because they're multitasking.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, texting friends. So if you actually voice a message, people are going to hear you say that. Hey, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
We tend to text messages when we're not supposed to be. But in any case, we get in touch with people. That means we just contact them. Mm-hmm. We exchange information. Hey, long time no see. How have you been? Etc. And I think most people prefer texting people and they attach those stickers and stuff like that, too.
Yes.
And your answers to these questions may indicate which demographic you belong to in today's technology-driven world. I won't read the rest of that sentence here. Let's deal with the word demographic first.
Yeah, it's a particular section of a population. So we use this word a lot in TV advertising in particular. They're trying to create programs that reach a certain demographic, maybe the 20 to 35-year-olds. They're focused on those people because the ads that you run are directed towards them. You want them to buy your products. So we use it a lot with advertising, I know, demographic. So which demographic do you belong to in today's technology-driven world? Without technology, things kind of fall apart. I remember when I was still in New York, the whole East Coast lost the electricity for a good 8 hours.
Oh, no.
No electricity. And in New York, everything just kind of stops. You know, you can't even use the phone anymore because phones are now plugged into walls.
Wow.
And use electricity, not like the old phones. That don't run on electricity. So, yeah, our world is just driven by technology. When your internet goes down at work, do you get a lot done? Yeah, not as much.
Probably not. That's why I'm planning to get my ham radio license.
Oh.
Because I understand that those work if all these things break down.
They
but
do.
That's not really the reason why I want to do it. But in any case, yes, we're talking about different demographics, different segments of society.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a technology-driven world. We need it. Or, namely, to be more specific, whether you're a digital native or a digital immigrant. The next paragraph pretty much explains the difference between these two terms, but I do want to deal with the word immigrant. That's a person who just moves from one country to another. Are we immigrants here in Taiwan, technically?
I guess we are, although we can't ever become Taiwanese citizens. They don't allow that here. But if you move to America from Taiwan, you can become a citizen. We welcome you. I think we're immigrants, Tom. Yeah.
Okay, technically, if we plan on staying here all the way until the day we die, then we're immigrants. But we'll talk about the difference between these two terms in the next paragraph, so let's get to it here. It says, digital natives belong to the world's youngest generation, classified as such by their total immersion in the age of digital technology. So I suspect that most of our listeners are digital natives, although there may be people from the older generation who are brushing up on their English and stuff like
that. Hey, I know some grandmas who have talked to me, and they say that they get our magazine and they listen to English Digest. So, you don't have to be young to be learning another language. It's never too late. You know, Tom and I are still learning. We're learning Chinese.
Sure.
So these are people that are younger, and they were born after the internet was invented and technology that is digital was out there. I wasn't, neither was Tom. And so when computers were invented, it was kind of fun, kind of cool. It's been fun to see the changes that have happened over our lifetime. So we're going to name this youngest generations the digital natives. They were born when we had all this technology. Although things have gotten better, of course, as you lived, obviously, but there was the internet when you were born. And these digital immigrants were the ones who weren't born into the world when we had this technology. There was no digital technology. So it's changed a lot for us, and we've had to kind of teach ourselves or learn on the job.
Yeah, I think that's a good point because I think the younger generation has the advantage of going to school and all their classmates and all their friends know this stuff.
I didn't learn any of this at school, did you? No.
Yeah, I've had to learn all this on my own. And in fact, nowadays, if I have questions about technology, I will ask my daughter about it because she's in the middle of all that stuff. These are the people that know that stuff. But we'll continue to talk about this in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天第一个空格的句子写着 Digital natives belong to the world's youngest generation.Blank one, as such, by their total immersion in the age of digital technology. 在这里呢，我们把人们分成两大类，一个叫做 digital native, 也就是数位原住民。为什么称它为 digital natives? 因为它是属于呢，世界上最年轻的一代。会这样子是因为呢，他们呢，完全沉浸于 immersion, 在这个数位科技的时代，我们来看一下第一个空格该选哪一个 VPP 呢？首先 A dominated 主导 ，B 选项 notified 通知告知 ，C motivated 被激发 ，D classified 被分类。之所以会做这样的分类，正因为呢，他们完全沉浸于数位科技时代，所以才会被我们分类在 digital natives 的这一个类别当中。所以第一题搭配文意选择 D classified。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back, guys. We're talking about finding harmony in the digital age. Let's move down there to the second paragraph. When we talk about a generation, we're talking about a group of people who are born around the same time, within 10 years of each other. Tom and I are in the same generation. His kids and kids, you know, who are in school, they're in a different generation. My parents are in a different generation than I am. Grandparents, another generation. So you grow up around the same time.They're classified as digital natives if they have
total immersion in this age of digital technology. Immersion means you're completely covered in this thing. If you immerse yourself in water, you're completely covered by the water. So you're really fully involved in something. We use this word a lot when we talk about learning a language. They like to teach language immersion classes where you can't speak your own language. You can only use that language you're learning. It actually helps you learn faster if you can do it. That's why living in a country where they speak English will help you, because there's no one there probably that can speak a Mandarin to you or Taiwanese. So immersion is when you're fully enveloped or involved with something. These guys, these digital natives, the younger generation, they've never known a world without computers, cell phones, and regular access to the internet. If you have access to something, it means you have the ability to use it or to get into something. We use access with internet a lot, but if you want access to a highly protected area, you need ID, you need to get permission. So access allows you to go into a place or use something that is off limits or not allowed by other people.
Exactly. And all of these things are an integral part of life and have been for two decades or 20 years. Integral just means something that's included in something. You can't have life nowadays without these things.
It's kind of necessary to make a complete whole. It's essential. That's a good word.
There you go.
Integral is essential or fundamental. You have to have it. Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting because they're mentioning the order here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I entered the digital world with a computer a long time ago. I think it was in the 90s or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then cell phones came after that. There were beepers and then cell phones, which of course were just the phone, right? And you could send text messages, but that's about it. And then of course later we got smartphones and stuff like that. But of course all of this includes access to the internet, which means you can get to the internet, you can send information or receive information on the internet. And again, they've been part of life for a long time. Now in contrast, digital immigrants, like you and me here, are those who grew up prior to the digital age. Prior to means before here.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, we grew up in a time when computers were not commonplace. We just had TV and radio and books and magazines, but nothing like we have today.
In the third paragraph, it talks about digital immigrants, unlike natives, the younger generation or the natives, they've had to pick up digital technology as they go along. I mentioned that I either learned some of this stuff at work on the job, or I just taught myself.
Mm.
So if you pick something up, you're not in a class, right? You just kind of learn it as you're going along. A lot of things you can pick up nowadays by just going to the internet and finding information. YouTube has so many how-to videos. I love YouTube.
It is very useful information.
Yeah,
indeed.
I use it all the time.
Mm.
So that's how you pick something up. It's not a real class. You're not a student. You just learn it through life. As you go along, just as you live your life. Now, like learning a second language, it requires time, patience, dedication, just to reach a level of relative fluency. When we talk about being fluent in a language, it means you're able to express yourself and understand pretty much, you know, I would say you're above intermediate. I think you're high intermediate.
Mm.
And you can get along. It's comfortable for you to speak the language, so that's fluency. Relative just means compared to other things. So relatively fluent means, oh, well, compared to my friend here who just arrived in Taiwan last week, they're not fluent. I'm relatively fluent compared to beginners.
Mm-hmm.
So they're relatively fluent as they spend time trying to pick up this digital language. When you're dedicated, it just means you spend a lot of time and effort accomplishing something. If you're dedicated to your job, you're a great employee. Maybe you have a lot of dedication to your kids or your friends. You spend a lot of time with them. They mean a lot to you. You spend a lot of your thinking time on that. So there's a lot of dedication that goes into learning any language, especially this digital language we're talking about.
Yeah, you got to stick to it or stick with it、
yeah.
to reach that relative fluency. Fluency that's sufficient enough to be functional.
Yeah.
And this isn't the only issue to come to light, however. Come to light means some kind of information is known to people. Usually it's、something that was hidden before、mm-hmm. or not known by a lot of people. So we've got another issue or aspect of this that has come to light. It is now out there for us to know about it. The methods by which digital natives and immigrants process information, acquire knowledge, and communicate are worlds apart. So we've got different methods here between these two、
totally.
Generations. Right? Digital natives and immigrants, well, they process that information quite differently. We acquire knowledge differently, and we communicate in a different way as well.
Yeah, to acquire something, we can use it to mean buy or obtain some sort of object, some sort of thing, a product. But we also use acquire to talk about learning or developing a skill or a habit or some sort of quality. You know, I'm trying to acquire more patience. You can use it that way. So we do, we work differently. Our methods are different. For instance, here's an example. Digital immigrants like me, we may prefer to read or edit printed documents. I get asked to edit a lot of stuff, and it's just easier if I print it out. I just see it better. Mm. So I print it out, and then I edit it. But if you're a digital native and you grew up with the internet, you'd probably rather just edit on the computer. Some people try editing on their smartphone screens, which I find difficult.
It's too small yeah. for me, but I will use a PC. It just makes more sense because if you edit on a piece of paper, you've got to re-enter that information in、
True.
Order to send it to the other person. So we're not stupid with this stuff. We just don't have as many ways to learn it like the younger generation does. But in this case, whereas in the same situation, the、uh-huh. digital natives would rather do so on a computer or smartphone screen. That makes sense. Like my mother, every time I write her an email, she always prints it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
every、
wow.
time I go back there, I see all my emails printed out and stored on a shelf. I wish she wouldn't do that. It's unnecessary.
Oh, but that's kind of like, you know, memories for her. That would be like a journal.
Yeah. Similar too. And then, of course, she wants to have the photographs in her hand, the、
yeah.
prints. You know, I, you know, I'm used to that. I don't want to look at them on a computer screen, but computer screen is just how everybody looks at pictures.
Yeah, I still don't print out pictures. Yeah,
it seems like such a waste of resources to me and waste of money and all that kind of stuff.
A lot of color toner and it's expensive.
Exactly. And there's no more film processing labs out there anymore. And if
there's one in my neighborhood.
Well,
yeah,
if there is,
there.
I was going to say they're probably extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And you can't find film anymore either if you want to use film cameras. But that's another subject. Let's go to the last paragraph here. It says, to bridge the generational gap. Hey, that's a term we used、
yep.
Before, to bridge the gap, to bring、mm-hmm. them closer together. Generational, of course, is the adjective describing this gap. Digital immigrants and natives will have to work together. We'll have to be arm in arm together to work together to make this a better world and not compete with each other.
Yeah, so you're going to have to adapt. These immigrants, that's part of us. This is my generation. The immigrants have to adapt their methodologies and build their knowledge base. You build your knowledge base. It just means how much you know, guys. It's a term that some consultants came up with, your knowledge base, how much you know. You build it by doing your own learning. You can do it very easily nowadays because of the internet. If you adapt, you change to fit the situation. Sometimes you have to adapt to a new culture. Maybe you have to adapt to the cold. You know, a lot of people here in Taiwan don't like the cold weather. I love it. But you have to adapt. You have to change and modify or change something so you fit into the situation better. A methodology just refers to the methods or a system of methods that someone or something takes place. So your methodologies. Instead of printing out a document and editing it, I should just edit it on my computer. The thing about printing it out, though, Tom, is I can take it with me all day and edit during breaks.
That is nice. Computers, that is nice. Computers sometimes can be kind of heavy.
I don't want to take my laptop. Yeah.
But in any case, digital natives, on the other hand, must make room for the traditional educational content that endures despite the fast-paced changes in technology. So, yeah, the younger generation has to accept that we still have traditional educational content, TVs, books, magazines. It continues to endure, to last. That's what to endure means.
Mm-hmm.
You need to endure a lot of pain if you run a marathon, for example.
You suffer it, but you go through it with patience. So you get through it, you tolerate it so that it continues. So these things have endured despite the fast-paced changes in technology because they work. Okay. In addition, they must both try, both of these groups have to try to learn from those who see things differently. You got to see from somebody else's perspective. That's always important. And work together in cooperation. When you cooperate with people, you work together so that you come to the same end and there's harmony between you, which is very important.
That's important, and I'm sure we'll all work out our differences,
yeah.
No problem. That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第二个句子。They've never known a world without computers, cell phones, and regular access to the internet. Blank 2 have been an integral part of life for two decades. 在这里提到呢，这些所谓的数位原住民，他们从来不知道没有电脑、手机跟经常可以上网的世界，他们不知道这个世界是长什么样子。在这里要考考同学文法哦，前面已经是一个完整的句子打上逗号，并没有连接词，可是后面却有一个动词，可见我们要有连接词的作用来连接前后的句子还有文意。而这些东西对于呢这些原住民来说，是这20年来生活当中呢不可或缺的一部分。到底指的是什么东西呢？就是前面提到的电脑、手机跟网络，所以搭配文意以及语法，第二题的标准答案要选 B, out of which, 在这里的 which 就有连接词的作用，而且也是一个关系代名词，代替前面所提到的名词。接下来请看第三个空格的句子。Like learning a second language, it requires time, patience, and dedication just to reach a level of relative blank three, 在这里做了一个很好的譬喻，就像我们学外语一样，它需要的是时间、耐性，以及呢，你要专心一致，才能够达到怎么样的程度呢？第三题 A, fluency, 流畅 B, tendency, 倾向 C, deficiency, 不足、缺乏 D, delicacy,珍馐美食。学习外语就好像学习这些数位科技一样，要多一点的时间、耐性还有专心一致，才能够很流畅的使用这些东西。所以第三题的标准答案就选择 A, fluency。 接下来第四个空格的句子写着 The methods by which digital natives and immigrants process information, acquire knowledge and communicate are blank four.这些方法，他在这里提到的呢，就是数位原住民呢，跟这些数位移民，他们所用来处理资讯、获取知识跟沟通的方式，其实都是怎么样的呢？第四题 A 选项 on the rise 上升中 ，B worlds apart 完全不同 ，C around the clock 夜以继日。D, plain sailing, 一帆风顺。这两种类别的人在使用处理资讯跟获得知识的方面是完全不同的。所以第四题搭配文意，标准答案选 B, worlds apart。For instance, digital immigrants may prefer to read or edit printed documents. 举例来说，这些数位的移民呢，比较喜欢呢，用这种呢，阅读或者是编辑印 刷的文件，然后我们要比照对照这些 digital natives， 他们的习惯则是 would rather do so on a computer or smartphone screen， 他们在阅读文件的时候会比较习惯在电脑或者是手机的荧幕这样子来做，所以来比照两者之间的对比跟差异。第五题我们可以选择 C 选项 whereas 然而。第六个空格 blank 6 The generational gap digital immigrants and natives will have to work together。 在这里呢，我们用 to 加原形动词代表是想要达成的一个目标，为了要缩短这样子的代沟呢，不管是数位原住民或移民呢，大家都要努力一起来缩短这样子的代沟，所以搭配文意。第六题我们选择 D 选项 to bridge。 第七个空格的句子 Digital natives on the other hand must make room for the traditional educational content that endures blank 7 the fast-paced changes in technology。在这里有提到呢，这些数位的原住民呢，他们必须要留一些空间给这些传统教育的内容，而呢是可以持久下去的。尽管虽然呢在科技上有非常快速的变化，他们还是要保留一些可以持久的传统的教育的内容。在这里搭配文意，第七题的标准答案我们可以选择 A 选项 despite。 尽管虽然科技的变化是非常的快速，但是有些传统好的东西应该要留下来，而这些 digital natives 也要学会保留空间给这些内容。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.